Well, welcome everyone to another installment of Relentless Pursuits Podcast, where we highlight those who have relentlessly pursued their dreams and watched their efforts be crowned with success. My name is Shawn Claybrooks, and I am the creator and the host. I'm so excited today. I'm thrilled about the guest that I have here. I want to give you some information about her. You know, she has fond memories of being a six-year-old little girl growing up in Philadelphia, watching the women in her life prepare meals, from simple breakfast entrees to soulful holiday feasts. In fact, she trained at the hip of her grandmother and mother, and the greatest impact in her life was observing how they served one main ingredient with every dish, and that ingredient is love. For more than 25 years, she worked as an event planner and tasted the finest of every cuisine. She has cooked with several executive chefs in the industry and was also afforded the opportunity to complete classes with Food Network star Tyler Florence. These experiences were essential to expanding her personal palate and creativity. She's launched Lizzie J, a breakfast and brunch cafe located in the heart of one of Chicago's prominent communities, Lincoln Park. One article referred to the cafe as Black Brunch Royalty. Lizzie J is also a full-service catering company that specializes in everyday food with an extraordinary twist. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you today, Chef Jamie Gilmore. Welcome, Jamie. Welcome to the broadcast. What an honor. Wow.
Thank you. I'm listening. I'm like, what are you talking about? Me or the girl?
We're talking about you. What an honor to sit at your feet today. You know, I've always been fascinated with the lives of those who pursue purpose and go after their dreams and their desires. Even when I was in school, Jamie, I would get in class and I would hear biographies of different well-known people, and I was always so fascinated with that kind of stuff. So in fact, I've always been intrigued with stories such as yours, and I know that you have a story to tell. So I just wanna just start out, and I know you resided in New Jersey for some time, and then you relocated to Chicago. What was that time of transition like for you?
So it's really bizarre, right? So my day job, as I like to refer to it as the silent investor, they actually relocated me to Chicago. So while I did catering and event planning, I always did it as a side hustle. My 9-to-5 was project management, and I built dental offices. So I worked for an organization that was based out of Chicago. I mean, how serendipitous, right? So I worked for them for almost 7 years, and I built a practice that began to triple its revenue, and was presented the opportunity to relocate to their home state, which is in Illinois. So after some trepidation and simultaneously, I was doing some seeking of the Lord, I just had become unsettled, if you will, just kind of feeling like a little poke that something was just different. So we discovered a ministry that my husband and I began to follow, and we began to fly back and forth for almost a year before this opportunity presented itself to relocate.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So you was traveling first to Chicago.
I was traveling back. We were going just for ministry on the weekends. And then, of course, the organization, I went to my boss and said, hey, is there an opportunity? And then he said, you know what? They really are looking for an opportunity. He said, we love what you did here in New Jersey, in the Philadelphia region. Do you think you could, you know, duplicate that in Illinois? So fast forward, I moved, and they relocated me. And once I got here, the desire for to just create food and be back in a hospitality space began to be bigger than my 9 to 5. So much so that the employer that I had said to me, something's different about you. And he said, and I was like, what? Am I not doing a good job? I mean, because I'd always been rewarded for the opportunities. And he just, you know, kind of highlighted, he said, you just don't have the same glint in your eye. And I was like, okay, I don't know what that means, but I didn't know what it meant. I had the passion to build had just kind of come back again. And so an opportunity presented itself. And that's kind of how the segue into Chicago kind of happened.
Wow. And I love when you said your passion was bigger than your 9 to 5.
Yes.
That's awesome. Yeah. Your passion was bigger than your 9 to 5. So now if you look back now, how important was it for you to make that move to Chicago? Like, were there relationships, connections that you made that have been essential to the success you're experiencing today?
I would be remiss not discussing, like, my children, my grandbabies, my everything is in New Jersey. I'm born and bred from the East Coast. So this thing was, it was weird. And I just, it was almost an Abrahamic kind of vibe, you know, like you just kind of forsake everything and go. There was a friend that I met that I worked with in the dental industry, and she kind of me to relocate all along. She kept saying, you know, the opportunities are huge here in dentistry. That was what she thought. She was trying to push me into dentistry. So because of it, I moved. I have another friend that relocated, and yet some other friends who moved to the Illinois area. And that friend was the catalyst of starting the Lizzie J brand. My friend said to me, there's something really unique about what you do with food and just like your presentation. And she said, if I put you in an environment, would you tell your story? You know, would you be willing to cook for some folks? And I was like, okay, sure. Well, what a setup. We did an event for 50 guests. And it was, you know, and I just did what I did. And she bought me some workers, and we just kind of, it wasn't a paid thing or whatever. They just took care of it. We bought the food, and we just kind of collaborated. And when I say the passion to do this again was, I couldn't continue in a regular 9 to 5 anymore. I was miserable going to work every day. So I met some amazing people. I actually, after doing that event, there was a gentleman that I met, and we were recapping about the event, and he shared with me, he said, hey, I have a friend who has a restaurant. So it's so bizarre. It sat empty for 3 years. So it sat, the guy, he bought the place within a month of when I moved from New Jersey to Illinois. And it literally sat empty until I actually walked to the door and asked about buying it, well, or using the space.
Right, right.
So it all just kind of happened in the perfect timing. And at the same time, while I was in another restaurant talking about the recap of what, you know, this successful event, I met this young man. And this particular young man is what I call my day one-er. He said, I just want to get to know you. I want to, you know, he said, something, a light about you is what he said to me, his exact words. I didn't know him from a can of paint. And it was just the steps were truly ordered. So we fast forward 30 days later, I took over that same space, and that young man came to work with me as my first employee. So what I say the relationships were, oh my God, if I did not have them, I'm confident I would not be where I am today. I have some amazing people in my life who push me, who are my loudest cheerleaders. And that young man still works for me today.
Still works for you today.
Still works for me today. Yes.
So you was in doing dental stuff, helping dental offices, but always loved to cook. You always catered. You always, wow, that is amazing. And you just had to trust. You just had to trust. Your steps were ordered by God.
Ma'am. My family literally thought I was crazy. I don't want to say it that way, but there's no, like, how do you leave stability? I mean, I was making a decent living. We were living, you know, well. And how do you just uproot everything and go into something that you don't know what the outcome is going to be?
Right. Right.
And yeah, see, so that, those relationships,
wow,
they were integral, honey.
Hey, hey, listen, Noah, when Noah was talking about rain, people thought he was crazy until it started raining.
Okay. Until it's like,
wait a minute. He wasn't crazy. I need, can you wait for me? I'm supposed to be with you. Let me come jump on board.
Yes.
You know, so yes. Just because, yeah, you're absolutely right. Just because people think you're crazy and oh my God, but your faith to just do it, your faith to just step out. And the grandbabies, oh, the grandbabies, you had to lead the grandbabies. Oh, Lord.
Okay,
grandbabies.
My heart. Yes. So I try to come back as frequently as I can, but it's one of those things that you understand that this is bigger than you. You're building mm-hmm. something that your grandbabies will inherit, something that because of my yes. So I didn't know then, but I literally am changing the trajectory of our family's heritage and our legacy.
Powerful. Now, I read that you studied and obtained required licensure and insurance requirements, as well as took classes and worked under those who are skilled in the industry. What would you say to someone who doesn't believe that they need any type of training or licensure because they're self-taught? They taught themselves. For example, a chef, a cook. I've taught myself how to cook. I self-study. What would you say to them? A word.
So I'm self-taught. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a self-taught chef. So I will tell you the benefit of being a forever student. It is necessary for you because you, even being self-taught, you're in your limitation of education. So you don't know what you don't know, and I think the wisest thing you could do is I love to put myself in spaces where people are smarter than me and have done things that are bigger than me. And it's a very humbling space, but it's a place when you understand this is for purpose. So education is absolutely necessary. You may not go on and continue and do a 4-year or 6-year or 10-year.
Right.
That may not be your outcome. However, there are people who've been put in the earth, as I call them, who have sojourned into areas that you want to go. And last time I checked, I call it the Cliff Notes version. They've been where you're trying to go. So if you would humble yourself and just begin to ask questions, I'm sitting here right now with you. I keep a notepad. I'm always writing, and even though this is like an interview-esque conversation, there will be things that we glean from it. So I think that it's foolish to think that you have everything to do. Yep, you have the wherewithal, you have the tenacity, but there are people who have been put in the earth for a reason that has more information than you can ever glean on your own. And you'll go further and faster with more people. Mm-hmm. I believe that, what's the word, God? I always say that collaboration is kingdom currency. So I truly believe as you collaborate with others that you will begin to pick up favor. And it's not just, you'll just get things that you couldn't get while you collaborate. I'm living proof
wow.
of conversations with other people.
The power of collaborating. And like you said, it does.
Absolutely.
It takes humility to do that. And you could have never thought. There are probably certain doors that any of us cannot get through if we don't collaborate.
That part. I agree 1,000%. I mean, the opportunities that I have been afforded through collaborations. I mean, I made it all the way on Food Network and not a classically trained chef.
Right,
so
right.
That was from a collaboration. So that was simply from being in the right place at the right time and willing to have a conversation.
The Food Network. You were on the Food Network.
Yes, ma'am. I've been on Food Network. I have represented the state of Illinois for the James Beard House in LA. I mean, these are things that chefs wait their entire careers to do. And I was afforded that in my first year of entering into an industry during a recessive type of environment.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's powerful. That's a powerful story. Let me ask you this. Have you ever felt like giving up and felt like you needed something, you needed resources, and at the last minute, something just, God opened the door for you, but you were ready to just, I just can't.
Over and over. So during the pandemic, that was really difficult because I opened my restaurant in November of 2019. Well, the pandemic, it was in full bloom by March of 2020. And I was 6 months old. So I, because hospitality, because I am very much a very tactile individual. I touch, I hold, I hug. That is who I am.
Yeah.
And because that was my upbringing, I thought, now what am I going to do, God? I said, well, I didn't open this restaurant. I got these employees. How is this going to work? Mm-hmm. And I promise you, I think I literally sat home for 3 months, from March till, I think it was right after Easter. So God gave me ideas to do in the interim, but I was just frustrated because I just wanted to touch people, and it's where the pop-up came from. So I literally sat home while we were waiting for it to be released, where we could go back and be amongst people and it was safe again.
Right.
And I just cried. I said, God, you tricked me. I moved from another state. You tricked me. Why in the world would you do this to me? I'm just be a thousand.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
No, you knew everything. You knew that this pandemic was going to happen. Mm. And you let me put all of my money into this. You let me, you know, get here at this place. And now I'm a failure? What in the world? What will I do? And I promise you, the idea of doing pop-ups just came out of nowhere. And I was like, what? And I was like, we're not even released to go be around people. How will we do this? So the first city that opened was Philadelphia. So I thought that was very coincidental. And that's my home. So I went there, and when I was received beyond well. And it was the catalyst to keep going, because I promised. I was like, yeah, you can have it. I don't want it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, you tricked me. I'm good on that.
Yeah, I'm all the way out here in this water. I'm already out here, all out the
without
boat.
Without an oar.
Walking on the water.
No yeah. oar. And no, can't feel the bottom of the water. I'm like, yo, you tricked me.
Why would you do this to me?
But I tell you, it's because he gets us to a place where you no longer rely on your own abilities. Where you are no longer able to figure out and facilitate what you can do. He could care less about what you can do. So it was a place that I had to completely, recklessly abandon everything that I thought I knew and to trust into a whole nother place.
So your pop-up events, that's just where we're going. Can you tell us more about those pop-up events?
Absolutely. So my very first one was in Philly, and it was a blow. It was an apple. So what they are is pretty much I was taking the restaurant to a location so they could get to know me. So that was that was the instruction. So, you know, take your physical restaurant, and I took my employees with me. We took our recipes, and it was a huge success. So we did one in Philadelphia. The second one we did in Los Angeles. And talk about bizarre. I told someone this. They said, did you know anybody in California? I was like, no, I just had an instruction. And and from that, it was just like, oh, okay, so this is what we're going to do then.
Hey, Jamie, I think you muted yourself. Did you mute yourself? Okay, now we can hear you. Yep, there we go.
Okay.
We can hear you now.
Yeah. Okay.
So you didn't know anybody there?
Nobody. Nope. I promise. I knew no one. I got on the internet and just found a place that was in a certain district, and it was phenomenal. And again, received super well. And then we did it again, and we came back to the Chicagoland area, because at this point we began to open up as far as the cities. We're getting to open up. All this is during COVID, by the way, and it began to open. So from the pop-up, I began to get this footing and this, I didn't even know people knew who I was. So we would go to places, like to go all the way to the up California, and be like, oh my God, I know you. I saw you on the internet. I saw you on, we saw you on Food Network. I'm like, me? Oh, me? You saw me? So it just became this infectious thing. And so currently we actually do another pop-up this weekend. We're in Atlanta. So the pop-ups have led to partnerships. And I have developed relationships. So I call them partnerships, proteges, and pop-ups. So from those, we are now in the process of developing franchises, where this pop-up concept, I'm now taking it and putting it in other cities for people who, restaurant owners who maybe just do evening, maybe they just do dinner, and they're like, you know what, I would love to have a brunch program. So God has given me an idea with standard operating procedures so I can go in and help individuals expand their businesses to another area. I already have proof of concept, me, and then we go in and we help them expand their thought process and help them with menu creations and that type of thing. So that's how the pop-up pushed me into the next.
That is outstanding. that idea. Do you remember when you first got the idea, what you were doing? And did you ever go, what? I never heard what?
That's funny you should ask that. I do remember. I've always thought about expanding. Always thought about taking the locations and putting them, but I thought I would go and I would build. And a friend said to me, made a statement, you can't mop yourself in the corner. You can't just be everything to everybody. Mm-hmm. So he began to download to me the procedures. And I was in the restaurant. So I have physically closed my location in Chicago so that I could expand. And I remember when that was happening, I felt again like that failure moment. Like I was like, here you go again, tricking me out here in these streets. Yeah. And I don't know what I'm doing. And just at that moment, I began to have people to reach out to me to ask me to help them develop their businesses. And I thought I had nothing to offer because I was like, that's not an area that I was versed in. It wasn't an area that I was educated in.
Right.
So what God did was he began to download like how to expand. So I remember it vividly. It was April 2022. Uh-huh. I remember that time frame because he told me to close that space. And I'm like, oh, what? Close right. it? And I promise you, from April to December, I did more than financially than I did the entire time trying to do it on my own. And God just like, he changed my mindset. And he literally like opened my mind, if you will.
So he always has greater. He's always, he doesn't want us to ever get stagnant.
No. I think the moment you put a cap on him is where you are at your deficit. The place of giving God your yes without reserve, without, as I like to say, my connotations, God, I'll do this if you do that. Mm-hmm. And he has taken all of that away. And it's just like, he's like, will you go wherever I send you? Will you do whatever I say? And he is a good father. So he does not give bad gifts. He's not a deadbeat daddy. He does not drop us in the middle of things. Mm. He has an end result. And although we may not be able to see the end, he wants us to trust him. That's why it's a thing where he takes away what your mind can do and what you can do in your own abilities, because that's where your faith has to come in. If you could do it on your own, what you need God for? What do you need faith for?
Yeah.
You don't. You know?
Right. That is so powerful. That's powerful. So you said you have a pop-up coming, and you said it's in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Atlanta. And is it this weekend, you said?
It is Sunday. We have partnered with a company called Fidel Bistro, and they own, they're actually a vegetarian. They are Eritrean and Ethiopian. So it's a totally different vibe. I love the melting pot. You know, God is so amazing that he just breaks our barriers. Mm. So they have invited us in to partner with them, and we are expanding. And I can't give away too much, but I will say this is a pop-up partnership. We'll just do it that way.
in Atlanta, and it's going to be very successful. Do you have a web page or social media page where people can go on and look up and get your information?
Absolutely. So I'm on everything, everything there.
Yeah.
It's Jamie Gilmore is my Instagram, and Jamie Gilmore is everything is my full name. It's just easier. On Facebook, it is Lizzie J. So Lizzie J Corporation is the parent company of our business.
Okay.
And so if you go onto Facebook, you'll find that there. But I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Twitter. So you can find those things about us. We're actually coming back to the Philadelphia area as well. We'll be okay. there at South, which is a well-known restaurant in the Philadelphia area. So we will be there on March the 19th. That's a really intimate one. That one is a smaller one. It'll be my cookbook will also be released at that time.
I was so just about to ask you about that. Tell us about your cookbook.
So the cookbook is called Love is the Difference You Can Taste. We call it the Bougie Cookbook Tour. So love is the ingredient
that
has been instilled to me for forever. Love is what changed my life. And love is what is the reason why I cook. I love hospitality. I love giving people a hug with food. So from that, this cookbook is, it's very nostalgic to me. It makes me smile. It's recipes that I cooked with my grandmother. They're recipes, I've tweaked them a little bit and made them a little healthier. They are recipes specifically from my grandmother, my great grandmother, my godmother, and another lady that I spent a lot of time with as a child as far as growing up. So I am the fifth generation of girls named Elizabeth. So my middle name is Elizabeth. So hence the business is named Lizzie J. So when we gave birth to it, it literally was the turning around of Jamie Elizabeth to Lizzie J. And it was an interruption of a pattern. And that's why we called her Lizzie J. So that's the Reader's Digest version of it. So, but the cookbook will be released on, we actually have released it already. You can pre-order it, but we will physically have them on March the 19th at that event at South. So that will be, we're going to sign them. There'll be a book signing there. You'll be able to experience at least 6 to 8 of the things that are inside of the cookbook.
Oh,
and then we're
nice.
Going to spend a little time kind of hanging out with the guests and just enjoying themselves as they enjoy the food.
Getting to know everybody. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Yes. And you know, as we end, I just wanted to know, would you speak to people who are listening and watching? They have a dream. They have a dream and they want to pursue something that's their passion. What would you say to them? And they find themselves in the midst. It just looks like nothing good is going to happen for them. Nothing. They just feel like they're just in their mundane world, everyday world, and nothing seems like it's going to happen for them. What would you say to them?
I would say the most important thing is I'm a faith girl. I make no bones about it. I would tell an individual in a place where you feel overwhelmed by your day-to-day that you develop a plan by going to God first. I believe that God is the ultimate strategist. I believe that He will give you the strategy from an exit to when you should begin and how you should do a thing. But most importantly, I believe in soul work. I believe that before you step out and do anything, you need to deal with the drudgers of your soul. The things that keep you from not believing that you can do great things, the things that don't allow your DNA to speak to your future, because I truly believe that everything that you were created to be has already been encoded in you, and that there's no place to go get new DNA. It was in you when your parents came together. So I would say that some self-reflection. And what is it about you that makes you believe that you cannot? And then once you get past the place and beginning to have hope come back and say, you know what, that's possible, then I would say seek out an individual. I believe in mentorship. I believe in partnership. I believe in collaboration. You are not designed to be an island. So I think in your moving, in your doing, God honors our try. He honors our moments when we get up and say, you know what, God, this doesn't look like what I want it to look like, but I'm going to move anyway. So I would say, don't be afraid to be relentless in your pursuit. That's what I would say.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And I love how you said he does. He honors our try. And there is a verse that says he blesses your efforts. Amen. With success. Amen. Your efforts, not your Amen. Perfect, your efforts. Effort. He blesses yes. our efforts with success. And I just want to end this session with 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my sister, it says my beloved brothers, but I'm going to say, therefore, my sister Jamie, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord, your labor is not in vain. Again, I want to thank you for this opportunity. I know you are busy and you have so much going on, but to take an opportunity to just sit and chat with me is truly, truly a sign just of your humility. And thank you for just being a blessing today. Thank you so much for that. And I pray continuous prosperity over your business, over your endeavors, over your family. And I just thank God for the legacy that you are going to leave for your family, your grandbabies, grandbabies, you know, and your entire life, and how the end of your life is going to be so much better. Your latter is going to be much better than your former. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Thank you.